At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Friday. It's a meat Friday at that. Just went out to inspect the Traeger grills. We have the King's Hawaiian buns. It's a slider Sunday on Friday. Cheeseburger sliders, chicken bacon ranch sliders, and cheesy meatball sliders. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yeah, it's a barbecue weekend here. And slider Sunday, thanks to King's Hawaiian. But we're bringing that to you on a Friday. Phone calls always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Troy Aikman's going to join us coming up here in about 20 minutes from now. Charles Barkley was hoping to not join us today. He said, if the Miami Heat win, bro, I'm on vacation. Well, the Celtics won last night, so Charles said, I'll join you if the Celtics win. He'll join us a little over an hour from now. No NBA, no NHL tonight, but if you want to get a head start to Game 6 in Miami, the Celtics, according to DraftKings, 3-point favorites as they try to bring the series back to Boston. Yes, Marv?
What's the over-under for Hall of Famer Al Horford?
Oh, I don't know that yet.
5.5?
That's a game-time decision. And I think you better watch your mouth if you're talking about Al Horford, okay? Okay? Al Horford, future Hall of Famer. Al Hor. I would say the over-under is going to be 7 for Al Horford. He was under last night. He had just 6. But he contributed in a lot of different ways. I think he had double-digit rebounds last night. Yes, Paul?
If you don't have a dog in the fight, should you root for the team that has a better chance to make the NBA Finals a good NBA Finals?
Sure.
Who's that?
Boston. Boston's a better team. Miami might be a better story.
Mm.
But according to Tim Legler, it doesn't matter who faces Denver. Denver's winning.
The Tyler Hero factor is not enough?
Well, if you're coming back from a broken thumb on your shooting hand and you're going to come back to play in the finals, I don't know how much I would count on that. But, you know, you've lost some players here due to injuries. You know, 3 of your top 9 players have been injured. And last night, they got blown out, plain and simple. Boston played like Boston should play. Miami didn't play like Miami should play, but Miami did play that way during the regular season. But Miami's still up 3-2 in the series. All right, let's go around the room. Who agrees with me we're going to a 7th game in this series? Todd?
Yes.
Okay, Seton?
No.
All right, Marv?
Yes.
Paulie?
Yes.
Yeah. It just feels that way. And maybe ESPN is going to be right when they said Miami had a 3% chance to go to the NBA Finals if Boston happens to come back and win this.
You do sometimes have these random calls.
I do.
Like, I just feel like we're going to 7.
I know.
What?
I know. I had a few of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know why. But then I thought Portland was going to win the lottery and get Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
I had a dream. But then I also dreamed that I was the quarterback of the Steelers. I got hurt, and then I got put back in by Mike Tomlin, and I didn't know the plays.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that goes back to the old grade school dreams where you don't have the test. You're late for the test.
You know, I don't have any of those callback dreams because I was never prepared for the test anyway when we knew there was going to be a test. But I always think that I'm going to be late for SportsCenter, that I won't get to the SportsCenter desk. That will wake me up at night because we had a long walk in between buildings and you had to time it right. Make sure you got over there in time, got your microphone on, checked to see how you looked, got all your shot sheets ready for the highlights, and then you hear the music. But for some reason, I get lost on campus at the University of Dayton. I can't find the classroom, which I didn't get lost on campus. I just didn't care about getting to the classroom. But I do have those callback nightmares where I'm like, I'm not going to get there on, you know, to SportsCenter on time. And it wakes me up. I don't know what that says. I don't know what it means that I can't.
Fear of not being prepared?
Maybe.
I've had a few dreams randomly, maybe two or three, where we're doing a remote for this show and there's no microphones. We get to the table, we get to the set, and there's no microphone, which is the one thing you need. Everything else can go away.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had a few of those.
Yeah, see.
I've definitely had a million dead air dreams. Where we're off the air, and I can't figure out how to get us back on the air, but I'll be, like, in my aunt's kitchen looking at the toaster, and I'm like, why can't we? We're off the air! And I'm trying to figure out why we can't get back on the air, but I'm in a place that has nothing to do with radio or getting us back on the air. It's very strange.
What about you, Marv?
Same as Seton, dead air. I had one maybe 2 weeks ago. I was late, and it was dead air. And I hear you in my, where the bleep is Marvin? Marvin, I gave you this opportunity, and it got real serious real fast. And I remember waking up, and I was sweating. And my wife's like, Marvin, what happened? Are you all right? I was like, no, I just had – I was like – it was literally like a sigh of relief. Like, oh, all right, I can go back to sleep now. But she was like, Marvin, I was just so worried. You were just
– I still love that, that is your wife's voice. At least that's what you want us to believe. Your wife does not sound like that.
Not even close, but it's better. Marvin, I can't even believe. Marvin, you were just so worked up.
It's Marvin's playlist today. You've you know, on the cookout, because we have a cookout all the time here on the show. And
every Friday.
Yeah, we got a playlist here, and you voted for the 70s at danpatrick.com. So thank you, courtesy of My Plan from Verizon. Yes, Todd?
Ready? Peter Frampton Comes Alive? Was that around the 70s?
Did you have a nightmare?
I did have a nightmare. Okay. And I wanted to share that. But getting to work on time, like the movie Poltergeist, where she's running to try to save her kids and the hallway keeps getting longer and longer.
Yeah.
No matter where I go, no matter what road I take, I'm getting further and further away from the studio and I just can't get to work on time.
All right.
That was my little frightening thing.
Well, that would be our dream if you didn't.
Okay.
Wow.
That's like the third shot at me.
I know.
Like just over an hour in.
I know.
Teacher's pest.
I know. You are. Marvin is teacher's pet. You're teacher's pest.
All right, I'll wear that.
Yeah. Hour two poll question, see.
Hour two poll question. We actually, this is going to be fun for you. We have Todd submitted a bunch of options.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Just poll questions. They're statements crafted as poll questions.
Now, Fritzy has had about an hour and a half of sleep.
Except from 2:20 to about 3:40.
Okay. You are fired up. You are full of steroids.
Let's go.
All right. What do you have, Todd?
After last night's Game 5 result, I think the Heat win in 6, the Heat win in 7, the Celtics win in 7. Hey, you guys should mention the Stars avoiding getting swept by the Golden Knights. Talk some darn hockey. That's the fourth choice.
Okay.
If my local team was in the process of moving, a la the A's to Vegas, I'd still support them until their last game, never attend or tune in to another one.
Okay. Paul?
Yeah, if I like this one. If I were an A's fan, the few, the proud that are still going to the games, I would, as soon as they announce that they're officially got the thing, I think next month they may announce they're officially going to Vegas,
yeah.
MLB, I would start some type of, I don't know if it's a protest because you're spitting in the wind at this point, but a complete no-show where the stadium's empty for the rest of the season. Empty.
I think they've already had that protest.
They're halfway there. They're 90% there.
They've been doing that for a few years, I think.
But
we just didn't know it was a protest.
It'd be great to get a night where they're on TV somehow. They're on TV and the place is empty. Just beer vendors walking around.
Mm. Even more empty than it's
more
been.
Emptier. Yeah.
That's tough to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be hard to go there and support them. But then part of the reason why they're leaving is they haven't gotten support.
Like
what happens first?
I think they wanted to move, and the ownership said, let's make it hard on the fans. It's the major league. It's moving major league.
Well, they need to have a new stadium. That's what they wanted. They wanted a new stadium. They didn't get it. Now, the Raiders are out of there. You got the Golden State Warriors are out of there. They're now in San Francisco. The Raiders moved to Vegas. Now the A's are moving to Vegas. And they've had decent teams. They've been in the playoffs.
Right.
But, you know, when you go to that stadium, I've only been there once, and I'm sure it didn't get any better. There's just nothing special. When you see all these new stadiums, and you're like, God, that's beautiful. Or look at the accommodations, or, you know, everything. Oakland Coliseum has been outdated for a long, long time.
There's nothing cool about sitting in the ballpark in the sun. Like, it doesn't have general amenities.
Well, you can if you drink enough, and then you're like, yeah. I don't care where I am.
But if you're winning, do you need amenities?
Well, I think it's keeping up with the times.
Yeah.
That's all. But you want to be proud of your ballpark when you go to it. It's like, man, you go to Pittsburgh, the Pirates, that's a great ballpark. You know, they might not be a good team consistently, but you do have a beautiful venue to go see your team.
That's a city that knows how to do venues, actually, because the ballpark there is awesome. They have a soccer field there, too, that's gorgeous. It's almost the same thing as the baseball stadium where the view is looking over the city. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
They did a great job with that. That's why I wondered why San Diego couldn't build their ballpark that took advantage of those views, you know, the water views. And that stadium is nice.
Don't they have planes always flying right over it? Isn't it like right in the – or did I make that up in San Diego?
I don't remember planes.
That it was like right in the – like where you're the pathway for planes going to land. But maybe I made that up.
Yeah, it's okay. Unless somebody calls you on it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's good.
No!
We had a caller yesterday who wanted to know why I kept making fun of Ball State University. And then we found out that he thought that he was calling into the Dan Dockage show. And that was odd. We've had some odd calls, but that one was like, hey, yeah, why do you keep banging on Ball State? And I go, how many points do you score against Ball State? I never played Ball State. Okay. Sorry. And then he hung up. I didn't hear from Dan Dockage yesterday. I thought that because he listens to the show, and I thought maybe he's going to be calling in, you know, or at least texting me saying, hey, nice to get a shout out on your show by a guy who was mad that you keep making fun of Ball State. All right. Poll question. We have one up for hour two. Is that right?
Yeah, I think we're going to go with that one, actually. Would you still support your team?
Okay.
Because part of me, too, feels like if you leave, you should have to change your name. You can't just take the Raiders everywhere. Just keep bouncing all over the country.
Yeah, but if
that kind of seems lame to me.
If you're Oakland, I want you to take the name, the A's, and go. We don't want it. We're not getting another team. The Raiders, you would like to keep that, I think.
No, it's a great name.
Yeah.
But it just feels unfair that they could just keep putting it in different cities every 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Like the Houston Oilers had a great logo, great name, but you moved to Tennessee, not a lot of oil derricks in the area from what I've seen.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
I know. That's the thing. I probably would have kept Houston Oilers or, you know, obviously the Tennessee Oilers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
I mean, the Titans?
It's vague for the area. I don't know if there's a hook to it.
Yeah. Remember the Titans? Yes, Mark.
It's only because they first start with T. It's almost like the Washington Wizards. How many Wizards are there in Washington? It just goes with it. It's just, what do you call it when it starts with the same letter?
Alliteration.
Exactly. So Washington Wizards, Tennessee Titans, that's all it is.
Yeah, he's probably right.
Doesn't mean anything. Wizards. You got rid of Bullets to go to Wizards?
Well, they had to get rid of Bullets.
Oh, and they did?
Yeah, they did.
Like, as far as good players?
Yes. Yeah, they had to get rid of Bullets. But Wizards, yeah, I wasn't sure what. But then, you know, they usually give like seven things to choose from. Like, you vote, you know, the fans are going to vote on what's your nickname going to be. Yes, Todd.
There are actual warlocks that live just outside of D.C. There's suburb where they all gather.
Okay.
It's like a little tented community. It's strange. I don't know.
I did not know
warlocks.
That. I did not know that.
Seems like a very 17th century thing, but they got a few.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Todd. Yeah, Paul?
The Tennessee Titans name is to reflect the heroic and epic qualities of the good people of Nashville. Which seems...
Oh, wait.
I'm reading from the site. Team name origin. Yeah, there's no real hook to it with Tennessee. They were the Oilers. They moved to Tennessee. Titans is a nice old school football team name. Kind of almost like a high school name.
But they're paying tribute to the great people of Nashville.
Yes, the Titanic people of Nashville.
Yeah, but we know what happened to the Titanic.
I don't know. You know what one I really hate?
But Titan isn't short for Titanic.
No, I just have a little
fun. Okay.
I really hate the Cleveland Guardians. It's even tough to even get out at this point that the Guardians.
Yeah.
Remember they were thinking about going back to the Cleveland Spiders, and at least that was kind of cool and vintagey.
That would have been super cool.
Yes.
Super cool.
You could get a great logo with that.
Web gems.
Thanks, Todd.
Oh, yeah. Spider web ice.
All right. Okay.
All right, Todd. All right.
I'm coming back.
Go to the Spider Bites, the little snack bar.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then when Cleveland played the Angels, you had the Guardian Angels facing each other.
Yeah. All right.
You see what I did with that?
But I got that.
Guardian Angel.
Okay. Curtis Sliwa?
Yes.
New York City subway system?
Yes, that's true.
Wear your beret, everyone.
Yeah, he had his red beret.
Satin jackets?
Yes.
They had a good run in the 80s.
I know. It's like when you were a radio DJ back in the 70s or 80s, they had those satin jackets that your radio station got.
Yeah.
And the Guardian Angels walk in the subways there in New York City.
Don't mess with those guys.
Yeah. All right.
How we get there?
I have no idea.
Guardian Angels. Justice.
Cleveland at Anaheim.
Guardian Angels.
Guardian Angels.
Yeah,
yep.
Guardian Angels.
Satin jackets.
Right. Troy Aikman is going to join us here coming up. We'll get to more phone calls as well. This Meat Friday, Slider Friday, thanks to Kings Hawaiian. We'll take a break. We're back after this with T. Roy Aikman. The playlist. You guys started it. That happened this past Monday. The My Plan from Verizon puts you in control of your phone plan. So we thought, why not put you in control of Marvin's Cookout playlist this week? And there were a lot of voting. Thank you. We're going to do this each week where you vote on which era of music you would like to hear. And we gave you the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the aughts. Now, I said the 60s. I think the 60s is the greatest era of music. I think that decade. But the 70s won, 47% of the vote, followed by the 80s, then the 90s, and finishing with just 4% of the vote, the aughts.
Yikes.
Disrespect.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yes.
4%?
Four.
Yeah. That's just rude.
We're going to do this again next week, and just as a reminder, my plan, you get exactly what you want. You only pay for what you need. Go to danpatrick.com, and we will start the voting once again for Marvin's Cookout.
Let's go.
Playlist. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. A little Steely Dan peg for you there. Is this from Asia?
I think they're from America.
No. AJA is the name of the album.
No, I know.
Okay. Thank you, Marv. Marv's Cookout Playlist. I remember the guys on the basketball team loved this. They loved Steely Dan. Like, there was a vibe. There's a jazz feel. Plus, here's the thing. When you see somebody in concert, you hope they sound like they do on the albums or CDs. Steely Dan sounds like they do on an album. You could basically just put an album on and listen to it, and that would be Steely Dan in concert. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. He's Hall of Famer Troy Aikman, ESPN Monday Night Football analyst, joining us on behalf of his beer brand, 8. And 8 is committed to producing first-class products. No hidden agendas. Authenticity matters. Come join the team. Teammate, T. Roy Aikman's number when he played. When you go to a cookout, do you expect somebody to bring a football out, therefore you feel obligated to throw the football?
Yeah, you know, invariably that happens. I find it more when I'm on vacation and I'm on the beach. You know, it's an interesting thing when you observe it, that it doesn't matter what age, you certainly see kids, but you see adults too, the enjoyment that they get from throwing a football. And the pressure, Dan, for me comes that I've thrown the ball maybe 3 or 4 times since I retired, and it's not real pretty when I do throw it right now at my age. And the pressure that I face to look like I just left the field. I mean, sometimes I just try to avoid anyone who's throwing a football out on a beach.
Okay. How far do you think you could throw it right now?
Well, not very far. It's interesting because just recently someone wanted me to throw it. I don't know what's going on. I've got some ailments, and my shoulder's been giving me some issues. So maybe 30 yards right now. I'm not real sure. I've never tested it because I don't want to injure it anymore.
What's the one throw that still bothers you?
Well, I don't know, but that's a good question. I've never been asked that one, Dan. That's why I enjoy doing your show. But my biggest disappointment athletically is not having beaten USC while I was at UCLA those 2 years that I started, because both those games were for the Rose Bowl. And as fun and as good as I think my career was at UCLA, I think that, like NFL quarterbacks, the standard is winning a Super Bowl. For UCLA, the standard really was leading your team to a Rose Bowl, and I failed to do that. But as far as throws, the one that maybe I look at right now would be the 1994 NFC Championship game against San Francisco. We had a throw to Michael Irvin that, if we get the call, you know, Deion Sanders was playing for the 49ers, Defensive Player of the Year. You know, that was one that, had we have been able to connect on that, maybe we make the comeback and we're able to come back and win that game.
But did Deion take away like half of the field? when you were facing him?
For us, he did not, because he would always match up with Michael Irvin, and which was a great contest between those two guys. I mean, obviously both Hall of Fame players. Our worry was that at some point maybe Deion would go to our number two receiver, and then they'd roll to Michael, roll coverage. And I always thought that was the play for them, but they never did it. So Deion, he wouldn't hear of that because he wants to face the best receiver. But we thought that Michael was going to win his share of battles and Deion was going to win his. And that ultimately is the way it happened. But I've said it many times, and others have as well. Deion, without question, is the best defensive back that I ever played against.
Michael had 12 catches in that game, almost 200 yards.
Yeah.
But sometimes it gets into a one-on-one battle. So Mike wants to win his battle, obviously wants to win the game, but sometimes it becomes too personal. And right. Then you have to be, you know, judge and jury and say, Mike, we have to win a football. I mean, did that happen with Michael, with that big personality?
Oh, yeah. He, there would be he'd draw coverage, of course, and he would get two. Sometimes, heck, there'd be three guys on him, and we'd come over the sidelines and the guys called me Roy, and he'd say, Roy, you know, you got to just throw it up there. You got to give me a chance. And I said, Michael, I'm not throwing it into triple coverage. It's just not going to happen. And, you know, but him, you know, him, like all of them, it's no different today. The great ones, they always feel like they have a chance. And that's what makes them great.
How would you describe Jerry Rice to somebody who never saw him?
Oh, man, he was like, I equated a little bit to like Joe Montana and Dan Marino. You know, I always thought, until Brady went on to do what he's done, I always thought Joe Montana was the greatest quarterback of all time. But Dan Marino was the guy who I enjoyed watching play the most. And Joe kind of, he just had this fluid ease of everything, just seemed easy for him. You know, his drop back, the way he threw the ball. Whereas Dan, everything looked like a struggle, you know, the drop back, the throw. And I would probably say the same thing with Jerry. It just was so fluid, so easy, at least the way he made it look. It was poetry watching him run routes. And I had a chance to watch him up close, of course, when we played against him, and then at some Pro Bowls. But, great, obviously.
If you look at the generations and the way it was officiated, the number of times you passed, you know, it's changed now. Can you truly make a comparison that, you know, Tom Brady and Joe Montana or Dan Marino or John Elway, like, can you put them all in the hopper and say, yeah, you know, we can, or do you have to do it generally, in a generation by generation?
Yeah, I think it becomes hard. You know, it's the great thing about sports is those debates and being able to have those conversations. I just think that if your argument is based on numbers, then it's unfair, because the numbers obviously are dramatically different now because of the way that the game has played. But with that said, I don't think the numbers that we're seeing from today's quarterback should take away from anything that the quarterbacks are doing, because we've got some amazing players right now. So, yeah, I think in the context of how you're evaluating these guys, it's hard to go outside of each generation, but yet we all do it. I just think when you start making the list of the top quarterbacks of all times, it seems like we forget guys who played a really long time ago. I always say Otto Graham should probably be on that list,
yeah,
you know, somewhere. And yet those type quarterbacks tend to get forgotten.
He's Troy Aikman, Hall of Famer, and he's joined us a few times to talk about his beer, 8, and first-class product, no hidden agendas there. Big beer weekend. I'm assuming if you go to a barbecue, you're bringing the beer.
Yes, and I hope that for all those people in Texas, because that's where we are, 8 beer, as you know, is only in Texas. I'm hoping that everyone who's having a barbecue this weekend will indulge a little bit with some 8 beer. But yeah, I've got the Patriot hat on today. We've got a Patriot package for 8 over the next month. Goes towards the Military Warrior Support Foundation to honor those people who have served. So it's a good weekend for family and friends to all get together, but it's also a great weekend to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
How much did you celebrate when you were with the Cowboys?
How much did I celebrate?
Yeah, I would say party, but then given some of your teammates, that might take on a different connotation. So did you enjoy being the Cowboys quarterback?
Yeah.
How did you enjoy being the Cowboys quarterback?
Oh, well, you know, Memorial Weekend, since it's upon us, I used to throw a backyard barbecue picnic. It started as that. Then it turned into where I was renting out Bill Bates's ranch, and it was an all-day affair. So I probably enjoyed it a little too much from time to time.
And no cell phones back then.
Thank God.
Yeah. Help me understand the kickoff, where we're going with this. As an analyst, what do you want? Well, as a former player, like what should we still have with the kickoff?
Yeah, Dan, I look at it from both perspectives, because I understand, I've seen where some players and coaches aren't happy with the change in the kickoff rule. And if you're a special teams player, that's how you make your living. And that's how you make that's how you earn your opportunity to be on a team. So when some of those types of rules are put into effect, it affects, you know, your livelihood. But, you know, I will say I also see it from someone now who's been removed from the game for close to 25 years, that safety is the top priority, and for obvious reasons. And the kickoff, I'm not in those meetings, but it seems like each year I'm hearing that the kickoff is when most of the injuries are taking place. So I applaud the league and the owners and everyone who's involved in trying to make the game safer. But yet I understand why there's some frustration from the coaches and the players that are involved with it.
How would you take the response Mike McCarthy had that we need to run the ball more? If you were still the quarterback of the Cowboys, or you're Dak Prescott, and you hear your head coach saying, we need to run the ball more.
I can't imagine that would have ever been said while I was playing, because we ran it more.
Yes.
You know, we were already there with Emmitt Smith. But I don't know. I look at the teams around the league, and there's not a lot of them, but the team that comes to mind, of course, is San Francisco. We see it with Tennessee, but they haven't enjoyed quite the same level of success that we've seen from San Francisco. But I love that offense that Kyle Shanahan is running, and it reminds me a lot of the Cowboys teams that I was a part of, as far as the commitment to running the ball and then the play action passing off of that. And we did skew heavily towards the passing game. And when you have quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes and, you know, Josh Allen and those type talented guys, I get it. And then along with the rules, but I do believe that we're starting to kind of bring the pendulum back towards the middle, and those teams that are running the ball are having a lot of success. So in Dallas, there has been they have thrown the ball a lot. Kellen Moore, who's now with the Chargers, he, I think, did a really great job. But I think it was a little bit outside the box of where McCarthy wanted to be. So I'm not surprised by it. I don't think it's a bad thing. But with all that said, if you had to choose between one or the other that you're going to be good at, you better be good throwing the football if you're going to win in today's league.
How safe is Emmitt Smith's all-time rushing yardage?
I think it's pretty safe. I can't imagine in my lifetime that I'll see anyone really threaten that record. The game's going to have to change dramatically. But, you know, now with 17 games, if you're able to stay healthy, you know, who knows if there becomes more of an emphasis on throwing the ball. But that's the thing that I always admired about Emmitt. When you start talking about numbers, the yards obviously are impressive. But what's most impressive to me, and what has always been most impressive to me, is a guy who had a front row seat, is in order to put up those kinds of numbers, two things have to happen. You have to have great years. You have to play and have great years, but you have to play. You have to be on the field. So to me, Emmitt's greatness, besides that he played well, was that he didn't miss games. I mean, he was on the field. I bet I can count on one hand the number of games that Emmitt Smith missed in his career while he was with the Cowboys. And, you know, to me, that in a lot of ways, when you start looking at big numbers that guys have put up over their career, that's usually what stands out the most, is they just simply didn't miss much time.
I got Emmett missing 5 games in 13 years.
There you go. And you know, and it's a different league then, too.
Yes.
Not that the running backs don't get hit now, but that's a lot of punishment. And for him to be able to – in fact, a lot of times, Dan, we didn't even have a backup running back to speak of. And in addition to that, Emmett was a 3-down back, you know, so he played on third downs well and as well. And people don't realize just how good of a blocker he was. So just a great, great player and a great teammate in every way.
You know, when you go to a game now and you hear a game, do you hear it differently than you heard when you were playing the game, when you're actually getting hit or you're really close by these hits? Now you're watching people be hit. I tell people all the time, if you get a chance to watch a game from the sidelines, you'd never play football.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
No, I remember my first NFL game when I was standing on the sidelines. I thought, holy cow.
Don't put me in.
People go to jail for this stuff. You know? I was watching NFL Network just the other day, and they were showing some games from back in the early 2000s or whatever it was. And it was. I know it was different because my body tells me the game was played differently. But yet, until you go back and really watch some of these games, pretty amazing what was allowed at one time.
Give me one tip for a rookie quarterback, these rookie quarterbacks.
Well, I was given some advice when I was coming into the league, and I was told, hey, you know, it's a long year, and the game's gotten longer each year, you know, with 17 games. But don't get too high when things are going well, and don't get too low when things are going poorly, because it is such a long, it's a roller coaster. And in college, when you're on a good team, as I was, you know, everything's a good, every week's a good week. And, you have very few losses when you come from some of these great programs, and you're going to go through a lot of ebbs and flows of a season. And I thought that was really good advice. And I think the coaches that are able to navigate that and maintain some consistency, I think they give their teams the best chance too.
And whenever you talk to younger players, I always say, you know what? They're on the other side, and their job is to hurt you. Their job is to take you out. You don't have to be a macho man. Like, taking on contact, there's nothing wrong. Maybe that used to be. I don't know, back in your day, if you had to be a tough guy, but Lamar Jackson and some of these other players, it's okay to get out of bounds. Did you feel like you had to be a tough guy?
Well, I did, but I think that I think that came from being raised by my father, who pound for pound was the toughest guy I knew. So long before I ever got to the NFL, I felt that I had to be a tough guy. But then for a quarterback, that's really how you earn the respect, I think, of your teammates, is playing through pain. And not to suggest that what you said, because coaches more then than now, quite honestly, is they would tell you to get to the ground and you would not take unnecessary hits. We now see quarterbacks that are taking what would be deemed unnecessary hits and offenses that are geared towards the quarterback running. So that's I didn't think I would see that, especially now with the amount of money.
Yeah.
The quarterback's always been the highest paid guy, but Lamar Jackson, you know, as much as he runs, I know that they're maybe not going to run the ball as much there this year with the new offensive coordinator. But that's certainly important to keep these guys upright, and the league knows that they're the stars and they're what sells the game.
Before I let you go, what's that feeling like when you know you're going to get hit right in the mouth or in the sternum, but you have to hang in there to complete the pass?
I never minded that. If it's
really?
Not a touchdown or a completion, I got a lot of scars on my chin here, Dan, from taking a lot of helmets underneath the chin strap, when I was playing, in order to try to, you know, that was my game. I wasn't the most mobile guy. So, you know, I think, you know, guys like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning would say the same thing, but that was the nature of what you had to do. And if you were unwilling to do it, you just were not going to be successful.
And you got stitched up during games?
Oh yeah. Yeah. About 7 or 8 different times. I almost got stitched up as many times as I had concussions back when I was playing. So it didn't take much either. I mean, it got pretty cut up pretty good.
Yeah, you can't tell. Makeup will cover that up on TV.
That's right. You know that.
Yeah, I got it on right. Without makeup, you should see this face. You know, I
look unrecognizable.
Yeah. I look like Terry Bradshaw. No, that's not true. That's me. Hey, good luck with the beer. We always appreciate talking to you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan.
That's T. Roy Aikman, 8, committed to producing first-class product. No hidden agendas. Authenticity matters. Join Team 8. All right, we'll take a break. Phone call's coming up. Charles Barkley will join us in about a half hour from now. We're back after this on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Marvin's Cookout Playlist. Who's this artist?
Listen.
Here's Toto. Okay. So this would be played at the cookout.
Oh, without question.
And you weren't sure that this was Toto.
I had no idea. I was like, the irony. The group that sings Africa.
his name Toto. And
yeah, couldn't even believe it.
Surprised you.
Like, same Toto? Phenomenal.
Okay, that's Georgie Porgy.
It is, yes.
The same band that gave us, what is it, Hold the Line or Hold On or what? Which Hold the Line, is that what Toto gave us? Also Africa. Yes, Todd.
Hold the Line was great.
Love is in all. No. Yes, Paul.
Marvin, can you imagine hearing the song and buying tickets back then to the concert? You show up to the concert. Excuse me?
Yeah.
What?
Holy yeah. James in Virginia,
yeah,
Batman.
I know. Whoa. There are a lot of white people here. Oh, Toto. Oh.
Look at that opening band. Yeah. I mean, what, excuse me?
Right. I don't even think it's the amount of white people in the audience. It'd be the people on the stage.
Yeah.
Because, look, I've been to a 50 Cent concert.
It's Fitty.
That, too.
Yeah.
You might as well have gone to a John Mayer concert also.
Okay. John Mayer.
Candy Shop, Your Body's a Wonderland, same audience.
Okay. All right. John in Indiana. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
First time, long time. 6'1" and a retired 220. Just wanted to know, Dan, why you pick on Central Michigan so much since we're back. And I want to know how many you dropped on them.
Yeah.
Because when I was in school at Central Michigan in the late 70s, I saw Larry Bird drop 45 and 17. But I, for the life of me, cannot find where Dan Docky scored any points against Central Michigan.
Thank you, John. Yeah. I have nothing but great things to say about Central Michigan. Eastern Michigan, Western Michigan, Northern Michigan, Michigan in general. Wonderful state, wonderful people.
We love directional schools.
But I did not face Central Michigan, just like I didn't face Ball State. In fact, I didn't face anybody.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, let me preface this by saying I don't know what I'm talking about. I haven't done an ounce of research, but I will bet that my gut is 100% correct. I think I can interpret your dream. The Dan in the dream is a Dan from a distant past. It's a Dan from college, or it's a Dan from Sports Center. And the other theme is you're running out of time. So there's some expectation or some hope from your past that you feel you're running out of time on. I think your dream is about Jenny Batchy.
Oh. Well, I have other dreams about Jenny Batchy. It has nothing to do with get to Sports Center on time.
Tidy it up.
Yeah. Poor Jenny Batchy. She didn't ask for this. You know, her husband, Tim. Tim, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. It was a joke that maybe we took a little too far. Maybe.
Do you have intel on this?
No, but I don't know her husband, but I know of Tim. And, yeah, that.
Punk-ass Tim. That's a,
no, it's not.
That punk-ass Tim.
No. GD Tim.
No. Yeah. No.
You guys called PAT.
No.
Yeah,
no, I did not.
Oh, sorry.
No, I did not.
Maybe Tim loves this. You know, it emboldens him.
Maybe. I don't know. How would you feel if some, you know, national radio host was talking about your wife?
But I'm sitting with Jenny Batchy.
I know, but still talking about your wife.
See, if I look at those things a little differently, I think, because I'm into it. I'm like, hell yeah. Yeah,
I know you are. I know. I couldn't do it.
Where, like, dudes, if somebody was like, wow, your wife is hot, like, some guys would be like, what? What'd you say? I'd be like, yeah, no.
Yeah, but I don't want to know who my wife dated. I don't want to know. Like, you're okay with it.
Mostly.
Well,
mostly.
Okay. Yeah, I've.
It occasionally bubbles up, and I'm like, I'm not comfortable with this.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
But you don't, if you're Tim and you're sitting here right now watching, you're like, dude, this dude just still, after all these years.
No, I'm long over Jenny Batchy.
He's Red Auerbach, though. He's got that cigar. He's sitting there.
No, no. I wish them nothing but love.
Oh. Punk ass Tim.
Yeah. Better not come into my dojo, Tim. No. How many sports Emmys you got, Tim?
There you go. Scoreboard.
Well, maybe nominations. Sorry. Yeah, that'll do it. I'm sure that'll ruin his day. Doesn't have a sports Emmy. He's got Jenny, though. Charles Barkley coming up, final hour.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.